DMK Loksabha member and former Union Minister T.R. Balu have openly acknowledged without remorse that he had pulled down 3-century-old Hindu temples in his constituency and knew how to get votes. His open admission will demolish its narrative that DMK is not against Hindus and its gods. In Tamil Nadu, after M.K. Stalin-led DMK government came to power, it is alleged that nearly 250 temples have been razed to grounds. Besides temple demolitions, Hindu beliefs and customs have also been attacked late. In July 2021, 4 heads of MUT, who raised concern over the increasing incidence of demolition of temples in the state in the name of encroachment, warned it would lead to hatred and mistrust against the Tamil Nadu government. It is alleged that there are hundreds of places of worship of other religions in many areas where the state claims to encroach, but only Hindu temples were being targeted. People say despite court orders, places of worship of other religions are untouched, which shows the government's intention is something else. The DMK government had recently adopted a resolution in the state assembly urging the central government to revive the dropped Setu Samudram project at the earliest. While participating in the debate, left MLA said Ram is a fictional character. He is not a god. T.R. Balu, alleged to own shipping and dredging companies, is a strong proponent of the project for reasons better known to him. DMK's parent organization, the Dravidar Kazhagam, had organized a meeting on January 27 at Madurai in support of the Stusamudram project, which involves the raising down of Ramar Palam, Ram Setu. The Sriperumbudur Lok Sabha member, who also has a liquor manufacturing unit, openly admitted, "I've raised down a 100-year-old temple, this very same T.R. Balu. In my constituency, a Saraswati temple, Lakshmi temple and what is the other god's name? Saraswati, Lakshmi and, Parvati temple. I demolished these three temples that was present in the GST road. I knew the vote will not come. But I also know how to get the votes. My comrades insisted me to not raise down the temple citing that the votes will not come." When the senior DMK leader admitted his involvement in demolishing Hindu temples, none of the leaders of DMK allies like Tamil Nadu Congress Committee, TNCC, President K.S. Alagiri, Viduthalai Chiruthigal Kachchi, VCK, Head Thol, Thirumavalavan, Dravida Kazhagam President K. Veeramani, DMK Ministers Palanivel Tyagarajan and Murthy, who were on the stage, did not mince a word or raise their eyebrows. He said Tamil Nadu would have benefited had the Stusamudram project been implemented as planned 5 years before. Even the BJP manifesto said the project should be undertaken on the Adam Bridge. Ram Bridge, Setu Bandhan, is a myth and a false narrative said by Hindus. BJP was silent when views were sought on the project in 6 districts of Tamil Nadu. When the 23 kilometers job was to be completed, it was abandoned. "We drilled in 81 places on the Ram Setu. Can't such drillings damage the Setu? BJP is betraying the Tamils. I used explosives to build new bridges across the river Ganges and Kaveri. God has not punished me." In the Ram Setu issue, the image released by NASA is actual. But it was distorted to stop the project once and for all. The Stusamudram project should be taken up expeditiously. BJP has not fenced any sites of national importance and heritage value. "I want a rebellion in support of the project. People are angry against the BJP. T.R. Balu openly challenged, "If anyone dared to touch DK leader Veeramani, I would sever his hands. That is fair and justice. Implementing the country would benefit 700 crore rupees annually, and 70% of ships pass this stretch." The true color of the DMK is slowly coming out, fading its outer false layers. It is never being a pro-Hindu party but thriving with their votes to win elections. Late DMK President M. Karunanidhi said Lord Rama was a drunkard. He had also remarked that the term, Hindu, meant, thief. He stated, "Who is a Hindu? You must ask Periya Evr. A good man would say the word Hindu means thief." Political commentator Omampuliyur Jayaraman said, "Karunanidhi's son and present Chief Minister Stalin, his son Minister for Youth Welfare and Sports Development of Udyanidhi Stalin, Karunanidhi's daughter and MP Kanimoji, former Union Ministers A. Raja, T.R. Balu, Senior Leader Durai Murugan, R.S. Bharti and others are no different from their leader in using all available platforms to make disparaging remarks against Hindus, their beliefs and God." He said, Nowadays there is a competition among the DMK second-rung leaders in eulogizing CM Stalin and his son Udyanidhi Stalin only to curry favors and get their attention to show their unflinching loyalty to them. It reminisces the days of emergency days when Congress seniors behaved like sycophants in worshipping her as a god. They coined the slogan, Indira is India, India is Indira. The same way, the DMK leaders, ministers and leaders of its allies are doing and want to outsmart others. While taking part in a Palani Murugan temple consecration, Hindu religious minister Sekar Babu, in a viral video, was seen pushing away a devotee roughly. Ministers showing their muscle power on the hapless public are growing. It is a concern for peace-loving ones.